Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 716 for Monday, December 8th, 2008. The Alligator. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook, visit Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week, a brand new day, and a brand new GizWiz theme. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new daily GizWiz. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new daily GizWiz.
The worse your life,
and a brand new week and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
It makes its own gravy.
The worse your life,
and a brand new day and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
The worse your life,
the better we sound.
Sound. Hello, Dickie. How are you, Mr. DiBartolo?
I'm great, Leo. I'm getting into the holiday mood.
Do you decorate the GizWiz compound with lights and glitter and tinsel?
No, I take them down in December. It's that way all year long.
I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, that is the way it is at Mad Magazine, right? You leave the decorations up all year long.
That is correct. 11 months of the year, the tree is up, and take it down in December.
I love that idea.
That was Bill's theory. Now, so I have so funny. Many lights here that, you know, there's, if I threw a set of lights in here, no one would know there were more lights.
I'm
at max right now.
You're probably right. So,
when there's a brownout in the city, Con Ed just calls me and says, could you turn something off?
That Calypso is using up all the juice.
Calypso.
Yeah.
They said, it's Turn the Table Tuesday. There's a brownout in the city. When are you guys going to be done?
So I would bet, though, that New York is, in fact, I know it is because I've been there. It's a beautiful Christmas time. It's a really nice time of year.
New York is really amazing. Yeah. You know, Rockefeller, Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Radio. Have you ever gone to the Christmas show at Radio City?
I have never done that. I've wanted to go every year, and I wish I'd gone when I was a kid.
They have a knockout show. I heard that the show this year is just a repeat of last year's. It was the 75th anniversary of the music hall. And they built, I believe it is a 60 by 100 foot LCD screen, the world's largest, something like, I don't know, $20 million.
Wow.
And what they can do now is project the scenery. They no longer have to build scenery.
Wow.
But now they can do motion pictures on the stage. So now they have a full-size tourist bus on the stage.
Holy cow. Is it actual or is it just?
It's a full-size bus. It's actually, I happen to know, it's 90% full-size.
Holy cow.
Because the bus has to move across the stage hydraulically to follow what the film is doing, the video is doing on this LCD screen. It's knockout amazing. They have live fireworks. It starts out in 3D. It is just great.
I really want to go. Maybe
you
I
have can, to come. You have to come see that.
I'd love to see that. Yeah,
knockout amazing.
We're going to be in France on Christmas Day, so we won't be able to do that.
Oh, okay.
But it's good. It's okay because in France, all the buses are 90% life size too. So it'll be appropriate.
Yeah.
Actually, that's where the smart car, you know, you see those everywhere on the street. Those little squished cars that I was talking about. Everywhere you go in France.
Oh, yeah. You could drive up the side of the Eiffel Tower in one of those. Right up to that restaurant.
We haven't been home for Christmas in 3 years. It's making my son crazy. He said, next year, Dad, can we have a tree? Can Santa come down the chimney? Can I get some presents, please? I said, all right. We'll stay home next year.
Well, you know, who convinced them that if you were not home, there didn't have to be presents? That sounds like something
I might have suggested that. Well, what we said is, it has to be small so we could fit it in the suitcase.
Oh, okay.
So,
and expensive because we have customs.
Yeah.
And it can't do anything because we have security.
Exactly. So basically, it gets
a wooden top.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, you gave me that last year. He said, this one is brown. Yeah, right.
Two years ago, we were in Mexico. Last year, we were on our way to Egypt. So it really is true that what we've been doing is making these trips be the Christmas present, but try to convince the kids that. You know,
oh, yeah.
You're getting to go to Egypt for Christmas. Come on. The pyramids.
Oh, Egypt. Oh, I want
a bike. I don't want a pyramid schmiramid. Give me a bike. So anyway, so this year we're going to be in Paris, or actually in northeastern France, because that's where my daughter is studying. She's a junior in high school.
Wow, so that's going to be exciting.
It'll be fun. It'll be nice to see her. That'll be the gift for Jennifer and me, just to see my daughter after we haven't seen her since September.
She'll probably look at you and say, you little pig.
You American. I spit at you.
No, I think they have to be there. Like, has she been there 6 months yet?
Not yet. No. So she's still.
Oh, okay. Then you're just going to squeak by before the attitude changes.
She's not dreaming in French.
You're going at a good time. It's still safe.
Last chance. So here we are, Monday, a brand new week. Have you pulled anything out of your stocking yet for our gadget of the day?
I like this gadget, Leo. I think from the name you won't get a hint, but it's called the Alligator, not Alligator.
So it's Cialetta Alligator?
Yeah, something like that. It's the Alligator.
Alligetah?
No, Alligetter.
Alligator. That's funny. I don't know what it is, though. Alligator.
Okay, the Alligator. All right, so Leo, if you go to alligator.com, it is – oh, my fairway just came in. Dennis just came in with a sign saying, you wanted a visitor? Your dog wants to see you.
Let's see Fairway.
Fairway, come here. Fairway.
Ozzy's not here today. He's getting groomed for Thanksgiving.
Jump.
Oh, look at that little guy. Fairway blends right into your T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Fairway. Look, Fairway. Residuals. Residual.
Well, we can't send only one check per household. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, but she belongs to Aftra.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Aftra. A-R-F-T-R-A.
The dog. The Alligator.
Alligator.
This, Leo, is...
is bizarre. I want this.
Down the drain, it has a built-in LED light. So if you drop something and you like down the sink or behind something, not only is it something you can pick up, but the LED light illuminates where you have to go to get it.
See, this makes sense because, you know, I drop stuff in the disposal and I'm terrified.
Well, you know, Leo, it's very clever. I don't have a disposal, but it comes with a little collar that holds those rubber flanges back.
Oh, so you can see what you're doing.
So that way the grabber goes down and makes it a one-handed operation. The light, the LED light is down in there. But, you know, I said to the guy, well, it doesn't have to just be used for garbage disposal. He said, no, any place that you drop something that's small, you know, like under the couch, behind the refrigerator.
You know what's funny, though? This is essentially the kid's toy that they sell that has a little snapper thing on it. He's just put an LED on it. Right? I mean, you've seen those.
No, I haven't seen.
Oh, they sell these kids. Kids buy, you know, they come back from the fair with these things. They go, snap, 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 and they snap at your nose with them. You've not seen those? Oh, yeah. But this is kind of the fancied it up.
Yeah, yeah. The LED version, the lighting version, and the folding handle so it can go into a small...
Oh, that's cool. Oh, as you put it away. Yeah, so he has really dressed this thing up.
Yeah. And I think it's $20. Are you on their website?
I'm looking at it, yeah. Let's see. Order now. $19.99, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I like this little guy.
This looks like you could use it for all sorts of emergency procedures.
Yeah. You know... when you drop a nut under the engine in the boat.
Yeah, look at this.
You can see where it is. So the Alligator.
You could have a party with these. Give everybody one of these and have a party
and turn the lights out. I think there is a, I think it's called lawsuit. I think there is a party called
it's
that.
Lawsuit party.
It's a lawsuit party.
Yay. Everybody gets an alligator anywhere you need
and
a light and a grabber.
There's a different one you can play called sexual discrimination. That's a different one. That one you play at the office.
Yes, it's a harassment suit in a small plastic device.
Device.
That is exactly. Cool. The alligator. This would be a good, you know. Actually, your office made me think of this. Every office has, you know, its little white elephant Christmas thing or the gift exchange, and you have a limit and stuff. And usually it's like a $20 limit. This would be perfect for that. Perfect for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, things that matter very quiet this year. It's a 39-cent limit.
Do they do that at Mad? Do they do a gift exchange?
No, we don't. We should.
You guys
are
grumpy. It seems like you would.
Are you going to do that at Twit Cottage now that you've mentioned it?
The Secret Santa? It wouldn't be much of a secret. There's only five of us. It'd be pretty obvious. Wait a minute. Can you even do it with an odd number of people?
Isn't it that everybody buys something?
So
five people would buy something. You put it in a bag.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody gets something.
And you just make sure you don't pick out your own item.
And I get all five, right? Isn't that how it works?
That's the way it works.
Yeah, the boss gets all of them. It's funny, you know. You have to start to think about these things when you have a company and you have employees. All of a sudden, you know, it's not just the employee handbook and workers' compensation and health insurance. It's also the Christmas party. We're gonna have a Christmas party.
I mean, like, is your company so official you do things like that?
We're having a Christmas party. Actually, by the time you hear this, it'll be over, so I could tell you about it. But you would be invited if you were in town, December 1st. We're all going to go. There's a place in town. So by the time you hear this, it'll be last week. There's a place in town called a Tres Hombres, because you can only fit three people into it. It's very small, intimate. And we're all going to go. And in fact, we're inviting all the local Twits. It'll be fun.
I ate there.
You ate at Tres Hombres? It's good, isn't it?
It's like you walk down a little plaza and there's a fountain outside.
That's it. Tres Hombres. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good little place. There. Oh, that's a wonderful little place.
It's great.
Yeah, and margaritas, and it'll be fun. So everybody's going to bring their spouse. So yeah, you have to have a Christmas party. I don't think we'll do the Secret Santa, though. I think we'll pass on that.
It's a little dreary with five people.
It just doesn't have the same, you need a larger group to really give it some oomph.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's
I
your gift. So. Thank you. Bye. Secret Santa it's not a secret. Hey, you know, if you did have to get somebody a gift for the holidays, I got to tell you one thing that would go over very, very well, believe it or not, a book from Audible.com. Yes, they believe it or not, Audible has audio books you can give away. You can buy gifts. If you're a member of Audible, you could pick a book and give it to somebody, send it to them, and it's theirs to keep. It's really kind of neat. So there's a lot of ways you could use Audible for your shopping. I love Audible.com. You've heard us talk about it before. If you go to audible.com/gizwiz, if you go there today, you'll get a credit toward your very own book, free to keep if you decide not to stick around. But I think you're gonna want to keep it and keep your subscription. It is just I'm a big Audible fan. You have so many books in every topic: business and classics, education, fiction, nonfiction. I love the history, mysteries and thrillers, sci-fi, and of course comedy. Can't forget comedy. Lots of comedy, radio shows, comedy club performances, funny books, just a ton of wonderful, wonderful material. You like Lewis Black? I think Lewis Black's one of the funniest guys. You might have seen him on The Daily Show with his little rants or his HBO special. He's got a book perfect for the holidays. It's called Nothing's Sacred. An Audie Award nominee for humor. Probably not appropriate for kids. If you want somebody who's going to make you laugh out loud, funny, laugh. I mean, this guy, let me play a little of Lewis Black. This is his book, Nothing Sacred, as an example of one of the books you can get for free.
The shelves are filled with wonderfully funny works that have successfully covered that subject, by writers from Art Buchwald to P.J. O'Rourke to Michael Moore. I am no David Sedaris or Dave Barry or Mark Twain, Jesus, Mark Twain, not only was he funny, but he's dead, and he's still funny. I picked up a cup of coffee and stared off into space. It's not so romantic when you actually have to have thoughts and write them down, especially now that I apparently had a severe case of ADD. My head just couldn't wrap itself around a topic.
Lewis Black, he does stand up, but he also has a novel, not a novel, but a book. Very funny stuff. Highly recommend it. Could be one of your books. You got a choice of a few, 50,000 titles. Give it a try. Audible.com/GizWiz. We thank them so much for their support of the Daily GizWiz show. We know you're going to love it, so give it a try. Audible.com/GizWiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, another GizWiz letter.
And Leo, this is the official letter from Ludwig announcing the new video recording feature. Excuse me. And I went there. This is just knockout amazing what those guys are doing.
Those guys, it's him. Is there more than one guy?
I think he teamed up with... Didn't GizWiz Search start out as somebody else?
Oh, yeah. I guess there's some of the content's coming from GizWiz Search. So, yeah, we should give him some credit.
Hi, Dick and Leo. There's something new on GizWizSearch.com I think will be interesting to many people. Starting with episode 707, there are now high-quality IDO recordings embedded on the site. One video for every episode.
Wow.
The quality is exactly the same quality as the live stream. You can see the first example on the page for episode 707. From now on, all new episodes coming out will have videos embedded on their GizWiz search pages. For now, I'm capturing the videos myself.
Wow.
But I got a message from Kiwi Nerd from ODO TV Project, and hopefully they'll give me access to their unpublished.
She records them, yeah, odtv.me. And I don't know if she has all the GizWizzes, but yeah, that's pretty good. I know they're recording today.
Yes. Hopefully they'll give me access to their unpublished high quality recordings. And by
they have the
way,
same quality as you do, Ludwig. I hate to tell you. It's exactly the same. Yeah.
And by the way, the new site URL is gizwizsearch.com. I've gotten rid of the int.pl. Ludwig, it's just amazing. I went there and I looked at the it was a Turntable Tuesday, which was the first one. It was your Epson Audison printer. And now there's a picture of the printer. There's our audio, our video
work.
There.
Wow.
It's just great.
Yeah. He actually, I have to respond to it. I haven't answered him yet, but he actually sent me a note saying, I was thinking of coming to the States for 6 months and working, you know, in the States. Would you be interested in hiring me? And I'm going to send him a note back saying, you bet. Oh, I mean, he's done such a great job with the GizWiz search. I'm sure there's something we can figure out.
Like I said last week, it just knocks me out that we have so many people who are so kind to do this stuff for us.
It's really true. Well, thank you, Ludwig.
I mean, it is a notch above everything else you do, but...
And the work they do is also a notch above everything else I do, so...
Yeah, the work they do is about 100 notches above.
Yeah, so I'm very grateful. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Give credit where credit is due.
Well, thank you, Ludwig, and yeah, I'll send you a note about working here. We'll figure out a way we can make you part of the cottage crew. If you do it in time for Christmas... You can come to Tres Hombres.
And then you'll have six, and then maybe you can do the grand band.
Then we could do a Secret Santa. Yeah, there'll be enough people for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Dick, tomorrow I've got a great Turn the Tables Tuesday for you. So I look forward to that and more great gadgets all week long with the Daily GizWiz. Don't forget, you can catch everything Dick does on his website, notes about all the products and pictures and so forth. That's gizwiz.biz. And when you're there, pick up. This is the time of year to make the world a little brighter place. So get yourself a GizWiz hat. And you can light up your world as you walk around with those LEDs embedded in the bill. No one will know they're there until you turn them on, and then they'll be blind. So it's, you know, it's really good that way. Really sneak right up on
I am not people. Responsible for what you do with your hat. No. I'll do a disclaimer. You do the ad, I'll do the disclaimer.
GizWizBiz, it's an entities, heirs, and assigns are not responsible for any injuries incurred by use of the GizWiz hat in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
I love the GizWiz hat. I really do. And while you're there, play the What the Heck Is It contest. Figure out what the heck that thing is. You get it right, you will get a Mad autograph. Well, the first 12 people get it right anyway. We'll get an autographed Mad magazine. Anybody got it right yet, Dick? We're halfway through the month.
We have one person who's pretty close.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Right. Well, actually, you're doing the November one. We're a little out of sync here. Yes, a few people know the November one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. We're recording this before you've put the December one up yet.
Exactly.
Can you tell? No, I guess you can't. You could tell people what the October one was.
Yeah. It would be silly to tell the November one 5 days before it closes, because I think it may skew the
results
people
might,
a little.
Okay. Well, the good news is there are 24 Mad magazines for the best cute, silly answers. So you're better off making a cuter, silly answer.
Exactly. Punk rocker rap issue of Mad.
Yeah, I like that with the... Alfred E. on the cover, The Rise and Fall of a Rap Star. He's got the
giving
bling.
A lot of attitude.
The Alfred E. bling. All right, Dick, we'll see you tomorrow for a Turn the Table Tuesday.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.